Start?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to the third meeting of Conceptual Design. Looks like the PowerPoint presentation up and running. Okay, on the agenda for this, this particular meeting, we'll have your three presentations on what you've done since our last meeting after we came up with some general ideas of our design. And then we have to make some key decisions on the remote control concept and how we're gonna make what material we can use and that sort of thing. The meeting will be 40 minutes long.
Okay.
And we'll once again have Poppy as our first presenter.
Okay.
All right, and I'll switch up.
Thank you. Okay, been doing some research into the different components that we could use and what's available to us to actually make the remote control. First of all, we have to look at how the remote control is actually made and what is it happens inside the casing, which is more of the art field. So the main internal feature is a circuit board, which contains all the electronics and also the contacts with the power source, which is not necessarily a battery, is what we have to see. There are several components of the circuit board that we need to consider, where we'll be getting them from, what they'll be made of, including the integrated circuit, which is also known as the chip, which is where all the main information is contained. Diodes, transistors, resonators, resistors, and capacitors all need to be considered as well, and all their positioning in the circuit.
Are they all included, like mandatorily, or are these different options?
They're all different options, they're all separate, apart from the chip.
Yeah,
which we will probably decide whether we buy a simple or regular appliance. We can go into that later. All the other things are individual components that we'd have to get in separately and work out the most like effective circuit, including all the wires and things like that. And the LED, of course, that's the light emitting diode, so we could, so we've got like flexibility with colours and things with that as well. Okay, there are lots of different possibilities for the energy source. We could use a basic battery, but that brings with it like they need to be recharged and we've built the size of it as well, and they're not so great to dispose of environmentally. There's the hand-powered dynamo, which is a sort of thing that was used for torches 50 years ago, a bit out of date. Kinetic energy is something that's been recently developed.
What is a hand-powered dynamo?
Where you manually charge up the power.
Just every once in a while?
I think. But
it'd be kind of strange.
It'd be like going a step back in time. I don't think it would really be with kind of cutting edge technology.
No.
Whereas kinetic energy is a new idea that's been used by some watches and other devices where you just shake the device and it gives it to power. And the kinetic energy is transformed into power to make the circuit work, or the solar power, which we've been considering inside a building, which is where it's going to be used, might not be quite so useful. But good to look into renewable energy, solar power. Lots of considerations for the case, like what sort of shape it would be, curved or flat, and that's got a lot to do with the ergonomics, like how it's comfortable and sits in the hand. We don't want something that's huge and you can't pick up, or too small, or too sliding. I know I've had a remote control before which you couldn't tell which was the front and the back. So it had so many buttons on, and the shape was so symmetrical that I'd be pressing like a volume button instead of the on button, because you can't really see between that bit. We also can choose what materials. We could use metal, we could use rubber, which might be more ideal for the anti-RSI. It's like the same sort of rubber that's used in the stress balls and things like that. So very soft, not so stressful on the hands. Wood. again, stepping back in time again, I don't think that's quite up to date with what we're looking for here. Titanium is not going to be possible, even though it's just beyond our budget really, but would have been maybe for future projects. I have a choice of buttons as well. We've developed some, we've got some good advances in technology with our research team. We've found some new multiple option scroll buttons. I think that was brought up before. They're basically quite a flexible design, modern. You don't have to use individual buttons. You can just slide up and down. I'm sure we're all quite familiar with those on mobiles or computer, laptop.
I'm wondering with scroll buttons though, we would have to have an LCD.
Yeah, that's true.
Display
and that would
the
lead to an advanced
thing.
Yeah, if we have. Going on to that later with the with the LCD, that means we need a really advanced chip, and it's unlikely that that's going to be in our budget. Also, we've got the integrated push button, which is not one most familiar with. It's most straightforward, but you can incorporate that with a scroll button as well. Decisions right there, and this is what I was just saying before. Linked into the different depends on what type of buttons you have and the inputs. Simple, we'll go with the push button. Regular, you could link with the scroll button, and the advanced would have to go with a LCD display. My personal preferences, I think we could go for the kinetic energy source. I think that's quite an advanced kind of technology. It's not been seen before, so it could be quite a novelty factor, attractive as well, and also energy saving because you're producing the energy. You don't need an external battery supply or solar panels, you just give it a shake.
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant to me. Rubbing casing, I think, would probably be the best if we're going for the anti-RSI and more choice with aesthetics. It could be pretty much any colour we want. And gives you more flexibility there. And probably the regular chip as opposed to a simple one, we could possibly have the scroll and push, but no LCD, so probably can't afford that one.
One concern with the rubber casing is that it would be rubber encapsulating all of these chips and diodes and delicate technology as the exterior, which is the one that's protecting its innards.
I think that would there would be an sort of more internal casing, and the rubber would just be what's in contact with the human.
Another thing is, it might be more difficult if it's a rubber exterior. We were talking about putting on interchangeable plates. I don't see how a rubber plate going on top would stay there. If it was sort of like a clip-on plastic plate, it would work that way.
Maybe if the if it was just kind of more of a rubber coating which was on the case, so it was kind of the whole thing would be removable.
Big plastic is rubber.
I can't think of what.
Well, there's a certain thing that has a rubber casing.
You can get sort of outer casing for iPods and something. It's just
protective
as well. It stops it. I mean, it will reduce the impact if it was dropped or something. It wouldn't damage itself. So
maybe
a mixture of both.
So the actual remote would be hard plastic and the casing is rubber.
Yeah.
Okay. And the buttons obviously are rubber.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Is it possible to put designs onto this type of rubber?
As far as I know, it should be.
Okay.
Yes,
just
one. Yeah.
All right. I like the kinetic energy source idea.
Yeah.
I don't know when people will be moving your remote around a lot, but I think that it's worth it. Kinetic energy source you can make, and you can have any kind of style, it would be as heavy or bulky.
Yeah,
just for environmental reasons.
Yeah.
I guess it's a bit scary because it hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
So it seems we'd have to do more research on it, or I don't know if you could have a battery pack.
Like as a backup.
Yeah, so there is a one battery, because most remotes use two batteries,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
So if it was running off of one battery as
a...
Yeah. An alternative, just in case.
Right.
You were saying about solar power maybe not working indoors, but a lot of campers.
That's true,
yeah,
I just thought of that one.
Yeah.
So
maybe that could
maybe that could be the backup instead of a battery.
Although
so
it needs some light, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so
you can watch TV in the
if
dark
we're doing,
then.
Yeah. If we're
but the thing is, it's not, you don't need the solar all the time, it can be stored, it can be like, you can have the solar energy and then you can store that energy. Just needs to be in light for a certain amount of time per day, like a few hours a day.
I think that might be a little impractical.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just shoved under a cushion and
that's true.
Like people don't want to have to worry about that.
Yeah. I suppose it would be really annoying if you get to think, oh no, I forgot to charge my remote. But kinetic thing, I think what's best about that is that it's instant energy. You don't have to, you know, you can shake it a few times or whatever.
Yeah.
And
or just like
it
pick
works.
It up when you're gonna
use it instead of you don't have to like make sure it's in there.
Alright, cool. Okay. Is that the end of the presentation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
Thank you. There you go.
First of all, explain what a user interface is. It's the aspects of a computer system which can be seen or otherwise perceived, for example, heard or felt, maybe, or by the human user. And it's also the commands that the user uses to control its operation and to input data. There are two types of user interfaces. There's the graphical user interface, which emphasizes the use of pictures for output and a pointing device, for example, a mouse for input control. So that's sort of like the scroll thing you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about the pictures. Maybe that's on an LCD screen, and maybe it's the buttons or pictures or something.
Yeah. So I suppose sometimes.
Because command interface requires you to type textual commands and input at a keyboard, so the numbers are sort of like a keyboard, pressing the numbers for.
So you must, for the graphical user, you must move some kind of presentation for the graphics? Like
I suppose on some buttons you would have. The power would be some kind of symbol, or if you want to go onto teletext, or I know we're not having that, but I mean, a similar thing, they have these little pictures of the screen with lines across it, which I suppose is that sort of thing, like the symbol on the button. But if we're having a simplified display anyway, that probably wouldn't have to focus so much on that, more on the numbers and the volume.
It'd be more command interface.
So it's need to think of symbols for like the volume.
So it's just graphical for the pointing aspect? The infrared, is that that's considered?
No, I think it's to do with the actual symbols that are on the, that's on the buttons of the control. And
okay, so when it says pointing device, that doesn't include...
Well, it could be a square thing, and then something could come up on the screen.
Yeah, I think they're talking about LCD type things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I think we're going to go with the command interface anyway to make it more simplistic. But the we can incorporate some of the graphical user points as in just to make it nicer to look at, maybe.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't think of an example, but sort of like little pictures rather than.
Oh yeah, like how the buttons.
Signed, instead of saying volume, like a little speaker or something.
Yeah,
like
as a button though. So it's a keyboard in the shape of it,
yeah,
right?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
We've said it as a command interface would be the most useful for remote control, because it would be less complicated and the controls would be more user friendly. The remote control would be cheaper to design, so that would have more money in the budget to target the design area of the interface and really make it much more original and have more money, so keep it simple.
Yeah, I'm sure if, like, kinetic energy would probably dip into the budget.
We also have to keep in mind when we're designing our more user-friendly remote control that a lot of interfaces consist of a clutter of buttons that the functions, colors, and forms aren't always helpful.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And the buttons are all different. Colors for different choices and be a bit
and that all interfaces are different, so that doesn't improve the use of the product, so you need to come up with something that's easy to understand and maybe learn from mistakes of other interfaces that can be too complicated for people to use.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have any questions?
Do you think that we should keep all the buttons to one same color just to keep it, give it a simplistic look?
I think if we go with the design plate thing, we'll have to, just because of color clashing and if we wanted to. So and we might, I mean, depending on what comes out of the design, we might have to stick to just black buttons.
But
what about the lighting up effect?
You mean different colors for the lighting, or?
I thought we had decided that we would, if you touch one of the buttons, they'd all light up. And so if they were black, it would be possible for them to light up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well,
if they were white, they would glow, probably, if they were made of red.
Oh, so you're picturing the light is coming from the back. I kind of pictured it as kind of coming from the sides and lighting it up frontwards. But I guess you mean from the back, okay.
And well, rubber is a more translucent product too, so
it should be able
to get that taken care of.
In the foam that I was thinking of as well, when you change the copper socket, the little buttons that actually, you know, that control stuff are behind the rubber. So you can change the buttons when you're changing the faces.
Oh, yeah, they insert over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind it. So, I mean, we don't have to decide on one color. Each face could have its own color of buttons.
Well, if they're raised up buttons.
Yeah.
So that you can feel them. We were talking about it being more. A lot more tangible. Might be more difficult to do.
Yeah.
If they're sticking up. If it's flat, then like on a cell phone or a mobile phone, it's like all very flat, and you just have to sort of press down on these tiny little buttons. But
I think it would be possible. I don't think it would make that much difference in the dimensions of it, if it's just. Like constructed in the same way as the front cover of the mobile phone, you can like take off the hard cover and then there's the like so the buttons and then you get to the circuit. I don't think it would matter that the buttons are bigger through the top casing. I'm sure you could work it out to fit in the casing without causing too much.
Alright. If it's doable. Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Okay, is that my turn now?
Yes.
All right. I have a shorter report for you today. It took a while to get this, so. Oh, that's a very good point. Okay, so this report is about trend watching, basically so we can live up to our purpose of having a very fashionable remote control. Sorry, there we go. so just so you know, my method was mainly web-based research this time around. I also spoke with fashion experts in Milan, New York, and Paris, and I looked at the design reports from previous years here at Real Remote, just so we can work off of them, see how fashions have changed. So I'll list the three most important aspects that I've come across, and they're each more important than the one that comes after it. The first one is that there should be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. This should be our priority, as we've been saying. The second most important aspect is that the remote control should be technologically innovative. So I think we've done a lot of talking about that, just with lighting and the buttons and the faceplates. So it looks like we'll be able to keep on track with that. And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So pretty basic there. The recent fashion update, according to fashion watchers in Paris and Milan, is that fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes, and furniture. Also, in contrast to last year, the feel of the material is expected to be spongy. Again, we've already discussed that with rubber versus hard plastic buttons. So my personal preferences here, of course, is we've already talked about the personal faceplates in this meeting, and I'd like to stick to that. The fruits and vegetable themes, I don't know if that's going to work for us. It sounds something that you'd use on kitchenware. I don't know if we want to do it on remotes. It could be one of the options, maybe for the television that people have in their kitchen. The temporary light-up idea sounds like we're going to stick to that, and then tying in a trendy look with user-friendliness.
Fruits and vegetables is the only area that I find rather jarring. Everything else we can really do according to our plans already, given the market. But fruits and vegetables seems very
It's a little out of left field, but it's everywhere. So maybe I've seen a lot of purses with olives on them. No. But I think if we stick to TV based, you know, maybe TV shows or color schemes.
Fit into people's decor, though.
Right.
I think we could possibly take a more abstract design, like look at the basic shapes of different fruits and vegetables, and then just really like strip it down to like really basic shapes. I mean, we don't have to make something in the shape of a strawberry, but it could have the curves of a strawberry.
Yeah,
and
the
strawberry seed, or
the essence of strawberry.
You know, really. Make it quite abstract if that fits in more with what we're doing instead of fruits and vegetables. Just if you look at it straightforward, it's a bit, it doesn't quite fit in with the trendy. Well, obviously it does if that's the kind of thing, but maybe we could go more directly, I don't know. Mm. But initially, I don't know, I think if we sort of tone it down a bit.
I guess.
Not odors,
not
fruits.
Yeah.
One thing I was thinking, though, is, I don't know if you'll remember from our kickoff meeting, we talked about our favorite animals.
Yeah.
So maybe there can be animal-based, you know, because a lot of people have a house cat or a dog. That might be getting, you know, too specific, and we should see what the success of the first faceplates are, but it's something to keep in mind. And did you have any questions? Pretty straightforward?
Given that information, we need to start making some more specific decisions. So I'll need to come up with a plan for
Have you guys been saving your PowerPoint presentations to the?
I didn't for the first one.
Okay.
It's not that, okay.
Yeah,
Where do you want to save to?
Project documents, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Just trying to make this pop up here. Alright, here we go. Okay, so we have to decide now exactly what we are going to do. So energy repo. No, I can't write it in, it's in the center. So I don't want to take it out of,
The PowerPoint?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, back to decisions, energy, we've decided on kinetic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
Are we going to have a backup?
Or do we just?
But would a backup really be necessary? I mean, will people just use the battery if there's no,
I think maybe we could just go for the kinetic energy and be bold and innovative and
yeah.
Hope this works and, well, hope that it works.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
There's like no reason why it wouldn't work, right?
So
I think we should just like take the advantage of like using this to its full potential.
Yeah. It could even be one of our selling points.
It could be fully kinetic energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's not working, they just have to shake it a bit, and that revitalizes
it.
Yeah.
All right, the next decision is chip on print. I don't exactly know what that means.
It's whether we went for the simple, the regular, or the advanced chip, and that linked in with what buttons we were going to have. So
right, and we were going for more simplistic style, right?
Yeah. But was, so that was without the LCD, so that means we're not doing the advanced. So it depends on whether we wanted the scroll buttons or just the push buttons.
I think we decided on the push buttons, right?
Yeah.
So that's
mm-hmm.
the simple.
Yeah. Would we need a more advanced one for the lighting, the interior lighting system?
Yeah, possibly. So it's probably going to be the regular chip that we're going to need. So it's so
okay.
the medium. So regular.
That's called
chip.
Medium or regular?
Regular, sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, it's regular and not simple?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we, because of the lighting that we've decided to
put. Right.
Okay, and creases. So is this dependent on shape or what it's made of or what?
I think this is just going to be a very outer case which we will decide on rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess plastic and rubber. Coated rubber.
Yeah.
Plastic rubber with coating and.
Interchangeable, yeah, still going for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. User interface concept. So is your chance, Jenny?
We decided on the component. I'm sorry, I've lost my
I think it was called command interface.
Oh, yeah.
Command interface.
Command interface. Command line interface,
Is it command line?
Yeah.
Command interface. Alright, and supplements. What's that all about?
I think that we have a mandating decision about what we're going to do for the cluster button functions, collision times, and procedures. Like, what are our ideas to combat these problems? Different interfaces are very different and can be confusing because the calls are different and the calls of different clusters of buttons that they have. We haven't really decided what to do with it.
What are our choices here?
Well, it's just where shall we locate the buttons? What kind of functions shall we have?
And like we'll have the numbers of the channels and we'll have
power,
the channel changer and volume and power.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty just the basic.
Yeah. Like I don't know if we should go into like adjusting light levels, things like that, because different televisions will have
contrast
and things. That was on one of my presentations about how often it was used. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was minimal. Well, it wasn't, it was hardly ever used, really.
Should I bring it up?
Yeah. Most televisions will come with a remote.
Yeah, and surely that would be like quite specific to the individual television. So.
Okay, well, we know we want the numbers.
The screen settings was used 0.5 times an hour, so once every 2 hours, and it was considered a 1.5 relevance on a scale of 10. That's brightness, color, tone, all that.
I think most of that comes like on the individual television set itself, isn't it? I'm sure it has its own settings, so it don't necessarily need to have it on remote.
Yeah, and different televisions, I don't know if we can make a remote that will be universal for all the different kinds.
Yeah. So we're just going for power, channels, volume.
The other one was audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch. I mean, I sometimes use that. Some TVs will have the option of like living room style, movie style.
Yeah.
And that they said that's used 0.8 times an hour, which is actually somewhat high, like almost once an hour.
Yeah.
Relevance of 2.
Oh, we have 5 minutes to finish our meeting.
Well, that didn't come up on mine.
Should we have audio? No, it comes up on mine usually.
If it's in Sally, we don't have anything else, just have an audio button.
Yeah, it's a problem with the international appeal, I think, if we have audio, because we don't know how other televisions work. But we know that everyone has this.
Yeah, I guess it affects the marketing, because it is a good sales play to say, aren't you annoyed with the remote controls that have all these buttons?
Yeah.
This one has channel, volume,
that's it.
And your
that
channel, and your power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Point that is just the basic. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. And, okay, in closing, because we have 5 minutes, we'll be meeting again in 30 minutes. You'll be working, probably we'll be working on the look and feel design. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and the user interface design, so this is where the trendy stuff comes in, and you'll be evaluating the product. Poppy and Tara will have to work together using modeling play, and your personal coach will give you the rest of the information about what's up.
Okay.
All right, so anyone else have something to say?
I just have one question about the whole fruit and vegetable aspect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, seeing as that was the most popular thing that came up out of your market research, I think we should keep to that rather than moving to animals.
Yeah.
Even if that may not seem obvious to us, if that's what the surveys brought out, I think we should probably go along with that.
Yeah.
So I suppose that will come out in our design development, but happy to go ahead with the fruit and.
Now, do you guys want an idea of how many, are you going to come up with casing ideas? Like five different?
Yeah.
What do you think of this? Having the numbers, kind of like, not a bunch of grapes, but you know, like purple and kind of in a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Like grapes.
Yeah, you can have some fun with the buttons, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess what ideally you'd kind of think of age markets as well. So this is something that will, you know, appeal to the 15 to 25-year-old, something that your granny would want on her remote control. And international taste as well. So not easy.
A lot of things to consider.
Lots of. All right.
Okay.
Let's do the fruit and veggie thing. All right. And we'll reconvene in 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'll see you later.